Spring Heritage Celebration Day comes on April 1st at the University of Oklahoma. We'll have a report on that day's ceremonies and information on the OU Spring Powwow, now in its centennial year. I'm Susan Shannon, and this is Indian Times. A teepee is erected at the north end of the South Oval, a large grassy area in between the large school buildings on the OU campus, and a drum is set up. The young men of the Native American fraternity, Sigma Nu Alpha Gamma, set around the drum and begin to sing. This is the cue for the Native American students, some in their tribal dress, to start the walk from the southern end of the oval up to the teepee. Some dance in time to the drum. A PA system makes sure everyone in the area hears what's going on. Once everyone is seated, Clark Stroud, University Vice President for Student Affairs and Dean of Students, gives the keynote speech.
The big thing is just really welcoming out all of our students. You know, one of the great things about doing this on the South Oval is it's not just about our Native community, but it's about any students that want to participate. So really just honoring our Native community here with all of our students, obviously kicking off what's really an important month for the OU community, and certainly the teepee is a big symbol of that.
Warren Quiton, a member of the Kiowa, Seminole, and Cherokee Nations, helped to set up the teepee.
It symbolizes, it symbolizes different things. Some a church, some Indian people everywhere, but not all Indian people live in teepees. So it's kind of a plains tradition. University owned one, so we try to put it up to represent, you know, all our Indian students coming together. And now it symbolizes to me the Native American church, because it's a church considered by many of our plains tribes. They go in there and they pray. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to try to pray and with our students and hopefully support them and help them out as they get their education here. Pray for them just as their families would pray for them back home.
Lindy Waters from the Kiowa and Cherokee Nations is the director of American Indian Student Life at OU. He sees this day as an affirmation of the strength of the Native students.
They're starting to really take hold of what it means to be a leader, combined with being a scholar here at OU, and they really have bought in to not only sharing their culture with the campus, but showing them that they're true leaders on campus. And so they've really been able to expand not only just within our community, but also other communities, the general overall OU community campus events as leaders.
One of those student leaders is Julian Guerrero Jr., a member of the Comanche and Kiowa Nations. He is president of ASA, the American Indian Student Association. It's the largest Native organization on campus. And the Native population at OU is what brought him to the university.
I wanted to surround myself in an environment with other Native people, other American Indians from different tribes. It just wasn't my tribe alone. It was from other tribes, and that was important to me because I grew up in a military-dependent family, so I was a military brat. So moving around a lot, you're not exposed to culture anymore, or it's hard to grasp, and even if you do get exposed, it's very temporary. It's not long-lasting, and I really just wanted to be around my people. And that's the reason why I came here, one of the reasons why I came here, the University of Oklahoma. And the second reason was because I was really interested. I loved the football, and also, most of the time, my family, they just talked about the Sooners, and that's all I heard most of the time. And then I looked into it, and I just took a shot at it and said, you know, I guess I'll just come here. You know, it's a public university, and I believe in public education.
Turner Wentworth Hunt, a member of the Muscogee Creek Nation, has the distinction of being Mr. Indian OU and the Cultural Affairs Chair for ASA. Hunt found a more prevalent Native community at OU.
When I was enrolling here at OU, was part of the enrollment. You know, are you a Native American? Do you want to get involved in the community? Do you want to share that information? Do you want to get in touch with them? It was a very ongoing, very personal experience when I came in to be advised and enroll for the first time. You know, there was a program set up to where you come in and they tell you who they are, how they can help you. That's different than I've noticed at other schools, very familiar, very family-like here as in comparison to other things. And that helps. Even if you get so irritated with people, they're like your brothers and your sisters. They'll motivate you to graduate. They'll motivate you to do that. They're actually concerned about, you know, your grades. If you have a position where you're supposed to have a GPA and you drop below that GPA, they love you so much. Their goal is to make you graduate so much that they'll push you through that, and you got to step back from your extracurriculars and focus on your grades, because that is the main goal of the American Indian student community here, is to get people to graduate.
There is a long history of Native American attendance at the university.
Well, it's very exciting for us here. Like I said, this is the 100th year. And to kind of put things into context, 100 years ago, Native Americans weren't even citizens of the United States yet. So that just goes to show the long cooperation between the university and the Native American community here in Oklahoma.
Hunt, as cultural chair, is overseeing the powwow. The OU Spring Powwow will be held in the Lloyd Noble Arena on April 12th and starts at 1:30 p.m. It lasts until approximately midnight. I'm Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org.